Now, on the subject of media pluralism, you've been involved in this. There's been a condemnation of this media pluralism situation in Ireland. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in the European Commission funds the Centre for Press, Media and Pluralism Freedom every year to conduct a study or an audit of, I suppose, where we are with media pluralism in the EU, and there's a chapter on each country. In the one that's been published to date was a report on 2016, and it pointed out that Ireland was in the highest risk category when it comes to concentration of media ownership. And following that report, my political group in the Parliament then commissioned a legal opinion to sort of, I suppose, dig a bit deeper into that, because one of the things that's said is that we can't change the ownership retrospectively because of property rights in the Constitution. So the legal report that we commissioned, which was launched last year, sort of, I suppose, debunked that, but it also went further and said that Ireland has one of the most concentrated media ownerships in any democracy, and that it's compounded further by archaic defamation laws. So you have an individual who has a very significant, the largest shareholder of the largest newspaper organisation, also owns broadcast media in terms of Communicore, and he's also somebody who likes to issue legal threats and take people to court, and has taken numerous journalists to court, has also taken TDs, elected representatives. So that compounds the problem even more in Ireland, that you have this situation where you have an individual who is very litigious but also owns a big proportion of the media, and it affects, I suppose, how news is reported in Ireland. The report made a number of recommendations, and Sinn Féin certainly supports the recommendations. One is that the defamation laws need to be reviewed in Ireland. They're way out of kilter with the rest of the EU. The payments are far too high and do have a chilling effect on newspapers. And secondly, is that the government needs to set up, with the support of, I suppose, of all political parties, a commission that would look into not just the ownership in Ireland, but also about, I suppose, media in modern times, that it's about the communicative power. So if you own a newspaper and you own the radio, that is effectively a far greater communicative power than just if you to own all of the newspapers. So it's to look at that definition of, I suppose, media in the modern times, online media, social media, all of those sort of elements of it. And also what we think should be part of that commission is, how do you financially invest in investigative journalism? Because we need journalists now more than ever, with when you're seeing that this was the problem of disinformation on social media platforms. The only way to counter that is to invest in journalists who are prepared to go off and find the facts and the figures. And the current model of this sort of Twitter, it's too reactive. And so if you want good journalism, if you want people to be, I suppose, their trust to be restored in newspapers and news outlets, then you have to invest in it. And that needs to be part of that broad look in Ireland around the media landscape.
I imagine it's a sensitive subject for the national government. How can, when you mentioned the commission's report, how can you as an MEP from outside the national government pressure the national government to do something about this?
Well, we follow the reports that come out. I mean, the next report will be due to come out, which will look on media pluralism. I can't see that it's going to find that Ireland has improved in any extent and probably has gone back further. So you follow that. We absolutely welcome that the European Commission funds that, and we would continue to support that. But it was on the back of that report that then, as an MEP and my political group, that we commissioned this legal, independent legal opinion. And that legal opinion was instrumental in, I suppose, starting a discussion in Ireland around certainly the concentration of media ownership and then all of the other elements that spin off from that. And I firmly believe that it was due to that political pressure, both from my report, from other elected reps in Ireland, that led to independent news and media withdrawing their bid to increase the number of newspapers that they owned.